I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm feeling rather curmudgeonly today. Ha! Sorry it's been so long since I've done a show. A, there hasn't been too much to blog about and therefore talk about. B, I'm still getting over this silly sinusy thing, which is beginning to really annoy me. So if my voice sounds a little, odd, you can just deal with it. Like I said, I'm feeling curmudgeonly. Anyway, let's go to the blog. The blog is, of course, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes. And we're going to start with the last item that I blogged about, which is March 24th. A little while ago. Not that long ago, though. Anyway, this is about, is this the future of the MacBook? Now, I have a MacBook Pro, and I really like it. It's the old 17-inch model. They don't make the 17-inch model anymore, so I'm glad I got this one when I did. But at any rate, apparently Apple has patented a doohickey. Now, we all like doohickeys. I certainly do. The doohickey is a docking station kind of arrangement. Let me just put up a picture of it. That way you'll see it. There you go. And you see how an iPhone fits into it. How cool is that? Your iPhone fits into your MacBook docking station doohickey, and therefore your iPhone is actually the guts of your MacBook. That's just odd. That's what we call convergence. Yes, your phone becomes your laptop, becomes your whatever. Convergence. I like that word. It sounds impressive. Sorry about that. I had a phone call that I had to take. So, there you go. It's interesting when you get a phone call and or a text or whatever in the middle of doing a show. But sometimes you got to deal with these things. Anyway, Fred, you're doing that just to annoy me, aren't you? I'm getting interrupted in so many ways. Fred interrupts me with the fact that it's Geek Software of the Week time. And this is an unusual Geek Software of the Week because the Geek Software is actually an operating system. It's called Remix OS. In other words, the Remix operating system. And it allows you to take your PC, like an old PC or whatever, install Remix on it, becomes the operating system, but it also runs Android. It has the Google Play Store. You can select software out of the Google Play Store, install it on your desktop, because it is now powered by Remix OS. Yes. Tongue. Get it working. Yes, Fred. The tongue does work if you work it. Anyway, so I would encourage you to go to the Remix website, which is, of course, jide.com/remixOS, as it says there on the screen. Always go by what I put on the screen rather than what I say. It's better. All right. Next item. German scientists have invented and are testing an artificial sun. Now, that sounds rather dangerous, and I guess it is, because the thing gets up to, let's see, where is the temperature? 5,432 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a little warm for me. I like warmth, but not that much. They're doing this to experiment with making hydrogen with their own artificial sun. How weird is that? So apparently you can produce hydrogen, which is a great alternative fuel, obviously, because it produces, when it burns, it produces oxygen and hydrogen. Hydrogen, when it, wait a minute, what am I thinking of? Water, I guess. H2O, when you break it down, becomes oxygen and hydrogen. There you go. I'll get it right. Yes, Fred, eventually I do get it right. I just have to keep working at it. Anyway, hydrogen burns and it's clean. So they're trying to do that. And they've created an artificial sun to do it. How odd. But I like odd. Anyway, today is World Backup Day. The day you should back up your data. Now, the cute thing about this is a company that is cloudwords.net that has an infographic that I have on the blog, drbill.tv blog. And if you check it out, it will tell you that World Backup Day is every day. Yes. So you can proclaim that it's World Backup Day any day you want, because every day you should be backing stuff up. Yeah, I know you're saying, oh yeah, Dr. Bill, that's tricky. Yes, it is. But they have a lot of good information here. They tell us that 113 phones are stolen every minute. What? 113 phones are stolen every minute. I tell you, it's a lot of phones. Costing consumers $30 billion a year. 29% of all electronic losses happen by accident. 1 in 10 PCs are currently infected with a virus. And over 30% of people never back up. What's wrong with you people? 30% of you are just too lazy to back up. You should back stuff up. Remember, every day is World Backup Day. Yes. And another interesting fact, women are better at backing up than men. That's because women tend to be smarter. Really? I mean, I know my wife is way smarter than I am. So I rely on her constantly, particularly when it comes to math. Math and I just don't get along at all. So, and she has a math degree, so what are you going to do? The impact of data loss on business is terrible. Anytime you lose your data, it's terrible. Now, you can consider backing up to a USB drive. Not such a good idea, because it is subject to things happening, like it getting washed. If you leave it in your pants pocket. I know this because I've done it. Anyway, or an external hard drive, better, okay. Or online backup, which is even better, okay. Which is why CloudWords.net is talking about it, because that's one of the services they offer. Bless their darling hearts. So, there are other services as well. I'm not just, promoting them necessarily. But you need to check into online backup. Put it in the cloud. But at least back up, folks. Anyway, next item, Mars ice. Mars has ice. Sounds kind of like Mars needs women. That was a movie a long time ago. Very weird movie. But anyway, There may be isobars in the steep slopes of the mountains of the planet. Yes. Just hard to say for some odd reason. Anyway, this is NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, MRO, took photos of the mountains and saw that there was ice there. Now, that's not huge news because we know that they have polar ice caps on Mars. But apparently there's a lot more ice there than we originally thought, which I find interesting. Which is why I blog about it. I only blog about things I'm interested in. So there. Japanese scientists develop more efficient solar panels. This is really cool. Apparently, solar panels are not that efficient, generally speaking. We're talking in the tens of percent of efficiency. Yee. However, Japanese scientists have come up with a solar cell with a record-breaking 26% efficiency. Now, you might think to yourself, 26% is good? Yes, it is. And the better our solar panels get, the better it will be for solar energy, which I'm actually all for. You know, I'd like to have my house set up with solar panels. Which, by the way, next item, there's a solar flower for your house. It's actually made. It's a company in Germany that makes it. And you set this thing up. Looks like a giant flower. And it spreads its little petals out. And it tracks the sun all day. Track, track, track. Track, 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 track. You know, wherever the sun goes. It generally goes east to west. So, you know, doesn't travel around like I was doing. But it travels, it follows the sun, and therefore gets solar energy. Then it stores it in a battery so that at night, when the sun is elsewhere on the planet, then you can still have energy for your house. And there's a cute video that I have on the DrBill.tv blog that has a kid that's trying desperately to out use the power generated by this solar flower thing. Cool. So I think that's splendid and worthwhile. At any rate, last item, Elon Musk wants to enhance our brains. Now, admittedly, yes, Fred, I was about to say that that was a good idea in my case. Admittedly, that would be worthwhile. However, the way he wants to do it, I don't think so. He wants to stick wires down into your brain and your spinal column and put it through your jugular vein, which would be right in here somewhere. Up into your brain. I don't want them doing that. I think, as I said in the article here, I'll wait for the wireless version. Wouldn't that be cool? You have a wireless connection in your head and tap into the interwebs anytime you need information. You'd be a veritable fountain of useless information. Which I am already, so maybe I don't need it. But at least I'd be accurate then, as opposed to not being tied into the World Wide Web. You can't really believe everything that's on the World Wide Web. Anyway, just saying. Think about it. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. And the cat videos would be dancing in your head all day long. I don't know if that's worthwhile either. But at any rate, that's what Elon Musk wants to do. The title of the article is "Wish a Firmware Upgrade Could Make You Smarter?" That's Elon Musk's new goal. See, that's the other thing. You'd have to get your brain upgraded occasionally with new firmware. I don't know. You know, sometimes those firmware upgrades could go wrong. And then you'd just be sitting there going, I don't think so. At any rate, we actually had a show. How good is that? I know a lot of you have been saying, Dr. Bill, where have you been? I've been sitting here. Where have you been? I know, I didn't set up the cameras so I could talk to you. That's the difference. So join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.